Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hot 105, it's our privilege to speak to Miami-Dade County Commissioner, Commissioner Barbara Jordan. Good morning, Commissioner. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Rodney. I'm doing fine today. Thank you.
Quite well, Commissioner Jordan. You do a lot of wonderful things in your district, from economic development to recreational activities for the family. And one of your signature events that you helped co-create is called Music in the Park, and it takes place this weekend.
Well, Music in the Park is a series that we have been doing for a number of years now, and it's our way of bringing culture to the community. It's a family event. It's the time to have fun, to come out and enjoy the fine music in Miami-Dade County in District 1.
You've had the R&B, jazz, gospel, and this time you have some special guests coming to your event on Friday, May 5th.
Yes, absolutely. We have Yvonne Brown, the Yvonne Brown Quintet, and Ricky Williams and the gang. And you know, Ricky has been around forever.
Yes, Ricky's played with a number of bands, been on a number of records, and you also have the talented Yvonne Brown Quintet.
The quintet with Yvonne Brown, I know many of you have heard Jesse Jones so many times, and he is so talented. Jesse Jones Jr., he's a part of the quintet. Brian Murphy at his piano, so it's going to be a wonderful evening.
Commissioner Jordan, Music in the Park takes place in the City of Miami Gardens at what location?
At the Betty T. Ferguson location, located at 3000 Northwest 199th Street in Miami Gardens. So please join us. It's going to be co-sponsored by Councilwoman Lisa Davis. We always have a member of the City of Miami Gardens co-sponsored with us because we want to make sure that the city is recognized for the beautiful theater that we use.
Your event is a free event.
It's a free event with free food, but we're also going to have the food trucks there so families can come out, bring their children, bring their lawn chairs and blankets, and have a wonderful time.
The Music in the Park series, can you give us a contact number?
305-474-3011. 305-474-3011.
Your website is www.miamidade.gov/district1.
Yes, this is something that we have been doing. It's very successful. Large crowd there. We even have birthday celebrations at our Music in the Park series. You can't come out there and not have fun and get up on your feet and dance.
It's always fun, always a great event. Looking forward to seeing Ricky Williams and the gang, as well as the Yvonne Brown Quintet at the Betty T. Ferguson Recreational Complex in the Amphitheater on Friday.
Yes, Rodney, and I want to thank you for hosting for us a number of times, and we have really enjoyed it. You really make it special. Thank you so much.
Quite welcome, and we see you at 6:30 on Friday.
Yes.
We are speaking to Miami-Dade County Commissioner, District 1, Commissioner Barbara Jordan. Again, thank you.
See you Friday, May 5th. Thank you.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.